Welcome back to Head Games. Well, we got a call from Kelly from Chicago about defining moments. Kelly, you excited up there in Chicago?
Yes, sir, I am, man. And I think that a defining moment in the Super Bowl is going to happen with the Bears defense. Everybody's talking about Peyton Manning and his legacy and what he's going to do. And we've been doubted all year. We've been the most disrespected team, least respected team. And I believe that our defining moment is going to come with our defense. Peyton Manning down by 7, need a drive, and we're going to stop him.
You know, you say disrespect, which is a great thing to motivate a team, and certainly Brian Urlacher is one of those unique guys. It reminds me so much of Dick Butkus. But don't you think that there's a lot of disrespect on the side of the Colts' run defense? And people would laugh about them. They gave up 375 yards rushing just a few weeks before the end of the season.
Yeah, I agree with that, Nick. But my point is this: you know, they still got Peyton Manning. You know, we got Rex Grossman, and we were 13-3, and they made every team in the NFL better than us. One week it was Dallas, you know, the next week it was Philly, and then the next week it was New Orleans. I mean, the whole year just about we had the best record in the NFC, and we were never the best team. And people said that we didn't have a chance against New Orleans. I mean, all of the pundits were saying that we're going to lose and we didn't have a chance, and we dominated that team. So I'm looking at Indianapolis, and I think Rex Grossman's going to have a good game, and truly believe that we have a great chance against this team.
Kelly, let me ask you something else, too. Do you think as you look at Lovie Smith and what he has done for that team, that it would have been all too easy to go to Brian Griese, but to say Rex Grossman's our quarterback? Rex Grossman's our quarterback. Rex, we're 10-2. We're 12-2. He stayed with him. Do you think that shows a great deal about the character of Lovie Smith and his leadership?
Yes, it did, and it showed that he's a lot smarter than we are, for the most part.
How were you feeling at that point?
I was ready to bench him. I was, man. I really was. I just got frustrated with Rex. You see the talent, you know, the arm, the Brett Favre gunslinger mentality that he has. But, you know, he has to be a lot smarter. And I think in the New Orleans game, he showed that he can think. I mean, you know, he made some good plays, which was just not throwing an interception or not giving the ball away, you know. And so I hope, you know, when we go in here down in Miami, playing on grass, I might add, that it's going to be a better game than people are giving it credit for. The Bears, to me, they're not the 85 Bears. I never compared them to that. And I think if we win the Super Bowl this year, it'd be a lot more significant than 85 because everybody thought we would win in 85. Nobody believed us this year, so.
Okay, one last thing. Then we're going to go to Vinny Del Negro on the NBA beat and just talk about this, the exciting notion of these two teams, the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. But I thought I'd play for you, Kelly, a quote from Ron Jaworski about the one thing I'm sure you were wondering about, which was the performance of Rex Grossman.
All righty.
Well, I actually thought he struggled in the game last week. I just got done going through that tape. He had some opportunities for some plays, overthrew some guys, and missed some reads as well. Left some plays on the field, as I like to say. And it was clear to me the way New Orleans played that game. They wanted to get a lead. I think they wanted to put the ball in Rex Grossman's hands, playing from behind. You know, they wanted the Bears to have to throw the football, not want to throw the football. And, you know, if you have a good offenses throw the football when they want to, not when they have to. I think what the Colts will try to do is try to get a fast start to this game, put that Bears offense in a known situation where they have to throw the football. Then, of course, the pressure begins to mount on Rex Grossman.
That's Ron Jaworski. How were you feeling back then? Were you ready for a change to Griese?
I was, what, you talking about in the New Orleans game?
I was talking about back in the day when everybody was saying,
oh, yes, I was.
You know, let's make a change. When they were 10-2, I bet you were one of those people, too.
Yeah, Nick, I was, man. I was ready to throw him under the bus, man. But Lovie stuck with him. Lovie stuck with him for a reason, and it paid off. And Ron Jaworski, you know, he haven't been on the Bears side all year. And you know what? Maybe it's going to be Rex Grossman's defining moment. You know, you don't know. Maybe this kid is going to come out and do some great things. I just think that, you know, we're going to have a chance, Nick. I'm not saying we're going to win. I don't know. All I know is we're going to perform better than what people think we are. And Peyton Manning is a great quarterback, no doubt. And I would have preferred to see New England, because when we played against them, we lost, but we beat that team up. And the next game they played, I think it was the Jets, they lost 20-0 because we put a beating on that team. So if we come out, play aggressive, stick to our game plan, I think we have a great chance to beat this team.
Well, Kelly, we appreciate your calling, buddy, and I'm saying it's going to be closer than people expect, and I do believe that Peyton Manning is going to be mentally more relaxed, and yet he's been able to withstand this pressure. But the bottom line is you've got two great coaches, two coaches that are serene leaders. Their teams will have confidence, so I think it makes for a great game. I'm looking forward to it, but thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Kelly from Chicago, call us back, my friend. Ron Jaworski had a couple other things to say about what the Colts defense needs to do against the Bears.
Pretty much, yes. The one thing that the Chicago Bears, their foundation is running the football. You look at and it's the power running game. You look how their offense is built, particularly the offensive line. This is not a movement, counter tray, misdirection offensive line. It's not an athletic offensive line. It's a road grader bunch. They come off the bus. It's downhill, power running. They very seldom go east to west. They very seldom use misdirection. They get a body on a body. They try to move the pile. If they're able to move the pile, they keep their offense on schedule. They can go to the play-action passing game and Rex Grossman and allow him to attack deep down the field, which they've been very successful at when they run the football well. So I think clearly when you look at the Chicago Bears in this matchup, it's going to be paramount. They run the football.
So there you have it. There's a way for the Bears to win, and that, I think, says that Ron Jaworski is not always against the Bears, despite what Kelly says. Vinny Dalnegro, I thought we'd just go around the league and just get your take on a few things. Appreciate your joining us. The Timberwolves fired Dwayne Casey. Now, everybody was saying the Timberwolves were really exceeding expectations. What do you see in that?
Well, obviously, you got the superstar in Kevin Garnett there, and they haven't had much success. They've had some different coaching changes. Obviously, Flip Saunders was there for a while with the Pistons now, and they have some younger players. A couple of them have been injured. McCants from North Carolina has been injured a little bit, but now Randy Foy from Villanova, they got high in the draft this year, starting to perform better. But I guess they just didn't feel the team was as consistent as they wanted it to or going in the direction, I think, probably that Kevin Garnett wanted to go in, and they made a decision. Randy Whitman, who I actually played with a little bit, is a great guy. He's been a head coach in the league before. He's been an assistant for a long time. Friends with McHale, and obviously there must be a comfort factor there. So it'll be interesting how all that plays out.
But it's interesting when you fire a team, albeit 20-20, when they're still in the playoff hunt. So what's your rating on that decision? A little bit surprising.
Well, you know, it's always tough. I mean, but you know, as general managers or presidents of basketball operations, whoever's running the show, obviously those decisions are difficult, but they're there day in and day out. They're understanding and hearing what the players are saying. They're looking at the consistency of the team. They're looking at their superstar and how comfortable he is and the production of the young players. And obviously there wasn't a comfort factor there. Dwayne Casey was only there a year and a half. He had been an assistant in the league for, I think, about 10 years. So it's unfortunate, but it's part of the business. It's not fair. But a lot of things aren't fair, and you know, everybody, you know, in the Timberwolves organization, from the hierarchy, the owner Glenn Taylor must have felt that this was the right way to go, and he's the boss, and McHale pulls the trigger.
But Vinny, you know, you put it in a way, you express it in a way that Kevin Garnett, you know, had to be part of that. Do you think that on the team that I believe is the best run team in the NBA, and I'm totally upfront about my bias, that the Suns would allow one player to have that kind of input?
No, but every situation is different. Obviously, that wouldn't be the case with the Suns, but we're in a different situation and we're built a little bit different. But every organization is run differently. And, you know, Kevin Garnett, they have to make him happy. They haven't built a team around him. I don't think that he's happy with over the years. And they want to make sure they keep him happy because he's the big draw there and he's a superstar player. But they got some young players. I'm a fan of Randy Foy. I like him as a young player. I liked him in the draft last year. He continues to put up pretty good numbers and continues to improve. But it's tough. I mean, they're in the Western Conference. The Western Conference has a lot of very good teams. Everyone seems to get better every year. So it's not easy. So at 20-20, they just feel like they're real close to go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak where they're not even in the playoffs with a system. So shake it up now, maybe turn the corner a little bit with Randy Whitman, who's very familiar with their system, who I'm sure has a great relationship with the team, and see what happens there. So obviously there's probably some things that are not being said, but overall it's ultimately the owner's decision, and then Kevin McHale has to abide by that and make this make that situation as comfortable for everybody that he can to get into the playoffs.
Talking with Vinny Del Negro from the Suns, the guy who's been doing announcing and been traveling around the league, doing a lot of college scouting. Let me ask you this about college scouting. Besides the fact that it wears your rear end out, going to all these different games, tell us about the talent out there this year. Do you think that overall the talent in this country is continuing to improve? Do you see a trend in terms of, you know, where the talent is finding itself in, at positions?
I think the trend always changes. Obviously, last year's draft was not near as deep as this year's draft. And I say that only from the expectations of a lot of the freshmen and sophomore that are very talented will opt out and get in the draft. But that will depend. But the draft this year is much deeper. There hasn't been a great point guard draft the last couple years. There's a few this year, but nothing in terms of star point guards. But there are some big guys. Greg Oden, obviously, from Ohio State, is a superstar kid, player. Kevin Durant at Texas. The list goes on. Brandon Wright at North Carolina will be a star player. So there's a lot of kids, but every year it changes. Trends are hard, but this year should be a very strong draft.
When we come back, and Vinny, if you can stay for just a couple more minutes, I want to ask you about the two streaks that are most interesting. 14 straight with your own team, the Suns, and, of course, the Nuggets, and this impending, very obvious impending showdown down the stretch. And, of course, Allen Iverson, 5 straight wins. He's making everybody, it appears, play a little bit better in Denver. We'll be right back on Sports Byline in just a second.